James Dixon is on his way home from work. He just walked out of a convenience store in downtown Raleigh, where he paid his electric bill. Like most of us, Dixon has no idea why the bill is what it is or who decides that. He just knows he has to pay it, and he thinks it's too high.
It just goes up and goes up and goes up to the point where you just figure you have to pay it. You can't keep up with what they're charging and why they're charging it. You just get charged.
There aren't many of us who could do without electricity, but we don't have a say in who supplies it or what we pay for it. It's a monopoly, and that's why it's regulated by the State Utilities Commission. That's a 7-member panel that makes sure all public utilities provide reliable service in the most efficient and least costly way. When a power company wants to raise its prices, it has to get approval from the commission. That's called a rate case.
The rate case is the big deal.
Joanne Sanford was chairwoman of the Utilities Commission for 10 years before stepping down in 2007. She says a rate case is essentially a giant audit, and it takes months.
It's a judicial proceeding, and so there are discovery requests and answers and accountants and engineers and economists. Tons of people pore over company records. I mean, it's like fire ants.
The chief fire ant is James McLawhorn. He directs the electric division of the public staff. That's the independent state agency that represents consumers in rate cases, kind of like a DA in court. The public staff's job is to figure out whether the power company really needs more money, so they check to see if it's wasting money somewhere else.
During the course of that investigation, we'll be looking at the information that they are required to file, and we will be asking additional information. Every aspect of their operations is fair game.
When the audit's over, the public staff makes recommendations. The final decision is up to the commission. Utilities can file rate cases whenever they want, but facing that kind of scrutiny, they don't file very many. So what is the base rate? That's the price you pay per kilowatt hour. Most North Carolina utilities charge a little under a dollar. That's one of the best deals in the country. Roughly speaking, 30 to 40 cents of that dollar pays for the fuel used to make the power. 40 to 50 cents pays for the company's operations, building, running, and maintaining the grid. Around 6 cents goes toward company debts. Around 12 cents is profit. That might sound like a pretty good return for investors, but there's a good reason for it. Building power plants is a very expensive undertaking. For example, Duke's new unit at Cliffside will cost $1.8 billion. Nuclear plants are even pricier. Again, James McLawhorn.
They are growing companies. They do need to acquire large amounts of capital, a portion of which is from the equity markets, and they need to be able to attract that.
State law guarantees power companies a, quote, reasonable return. It's up to the Utilities Commission to decide what that number might be. Former chairwoman Joanne Sanford says it's more of an art than a science.
Lots of economists stay very, very busy trying to both support and oppose views of what is a reasonable cost of capital. It is it's a hotly contested figure. It's a very important figure, and it consumes a lot of time during this rate case process. Big decision.
Sanford says that issue is likely to get even hotter in the near future as North Carolina addresses its need for more power. Apart from Cliffside, our last baseload plant was built in the 1980s. Some plants are aging out. In the meantime, our population has mushroomed, and we also use more energy now than we used to. Our appliances might be greener, but we have more of them, a lot more. Sanford says efficiency and conservation can help curb demand, but they can't offset all of it.
We're going to need more basic power supply, and that's going to cost money. And who knows how much money that's going to cost, because they're expensive, they're hard to site, expensive to build, capital costs are big. And it is a thing that must be done, I believe, for us to meet our energy needs going forward.
Whether to build new plants and what type of plants is also up to the Utilities Commission. Power companies propose new plants, and then the public staff reviews them and makes recommendations. But the criteria they use is dollars and cents. Remember, their mandate is least cost. Some environmentalists say the process doesn't account for all the costs of energy, like mercury levels in fish or health problems caused by pollution. Sanford says the formula does include the cost of complying with state and federal laws. But she says the commission's job is to implement policy, not to make it. That's up to the legislature, where Guilford Democrat Pricey Harrison says greener policy isn't always popular.
I have to say, whenever I talk to a group, I say that there's no legislation will pass at the legislature that the utilities aren't in agreement with. And that's been my experience since I've been here. They're great people. I love working with them. But it's pretty amazing.
Harrison was an environmental advocate before she was elected to the House in 2004. Every session, she files a slew of energy bills, increasing regulation, limiting pollution, promoting efficiency. Most of them never see the light of day. She says that's because industry lobbyists tell lawmakers they'll cost too much.
There's a combination of being incredibly effective at their job, and I'm afraid there's the whole campaign contribution piece to it, too. So that's problem with a lot of the issues at the legislature, not just energy related.
The energy industry is a big donor, especially in the Senate. According to followthemoney.org, it handed out more than $800,000 in North Carolina's last election cycle. While that's not exactly chump change, it's not the biggest contributor either. The industry ranked ninth in 2008, far behind lawyers, realtors, and bankers. The thing is, energy affects all those groups, from the heaviest hitters on down, and pretty much no one wants to pay more for power. Laura Leslie, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.